The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
A couple of years ago, I talked about our neighborhood putting together a neighborhood watch. And it was good at first, but of course, 2 years down the road, the initial people who put it together have lost interest. Because if you ever have dealt with a neighborhood watch, there's a lot of work. The other night I was sitting here in my office and all of a sudden heard a noise outside of my front window and I looked out and there was a repo truck. So I went down to see what was going on. And by the time I got from my office downstairs to the front door, he was already gone. But he didn't have a car on the back. He either must have been down the wrong street or just, well, decided there were too many people watching him. I don't know if there was a problem. I don't know if it was just a mistake. But I didn't report it to the neighborhood watch because, well, do you report the repo man? We've had a lot of car break-ins. We've had a lot of petty theft. Nothing major yet. But the biggest problem? Nobody's reporting it to the neighborhood watch. And then, well, if they do, they sometimes don't react for a few hours. It's frustrating as the crime of inner-city Nashville moves out to the suburbs. Well, at least the edge of town. I don't know if you'd call us the suburbs.